Time flies, years race by, but 2024 has been a stunner in many ways. And many events remind me that the world is running out of time before the last act of a major drama plays out. In other words, the church age is winding down. Let me highlight 10 events from this current year that have convinced me of this. 1. Israel is alone. After she was brutally attacked in October of 2023, one would have thought the world would rally to her side. Not so. Not even America is now her ally. The US is withholding weapons and intelligence. The International Criminal Court wanted to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu in May just for defending his country. The European Union, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and the International Court of Justice have all denounced the Jewish state just for wanting to wipe out Hamas thugs. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 3 is in play. She is isolated and is the world's burdensome stone. 2. The spirit of the Antichrist has been loosed on the earth. The headquarters appear to be America. We tell the world how to tear apart college campuses and how corrupt government should work. We even embarrass banana republics by trying to jail former presidents in a style that natives in the rainforest couldn't dream up. 3. There is a new level of calling evil good and good evil, Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. Closing parenthesis dot, Hamas is celebrated around the world. Christians are persecuted like never before. Islam is glorified, particularly on college campuses. Those who protest abortions are jailed. The White House and UN mourned the death of Iran's President Raisi on May 19, the butcher of Tehran. 4. The world is leaderless. There is not one global leader to whom the world looks. Governments everywhere operate like the Keystone Cops. World War III could easily erupt as a result. The world is unsure of just who is running the White House. The stage is being set for a Mr. Fix-It, whom the world will celebrate. They just want stability and someone in charge to enforce peace and security. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. 5. There is a rush to global government. And strangely, unusual power is being given to the corrupt World Health Organization, who could end up being the leader of the world. They met in May and could use another pandemic to unite the world. The stage was set with COVID. They have targeted 2025 as a possible timeline. 6. Artificial intelligence is being refined to rule the world. The goal is that it will be smarter than mankind. And the Antichrist will need this system to run his global kingdom. Even now, Microsoft Copilot AI demands to be worshipped. Technology has gone too far. The inanimate is godlike. 7. The aberrant is celebrated as normal and should be the world standard. In the predicted end-time decline of man's character, we are watching the homosexual and trans movement be hailed, and the lovers of biblical values be persecuted and jailed. The sanctity of life is scoffed at. As predicted, mankind lives for money and power at the expense of everyone and anyone. 8. Too many churches are majoring in minors and furthering unsound doctrine. There are wolves among the flock. Church members hear about their best life now, about being purpose-driven and about attracting seekers to church. Sin is avoided. Eschatology, Bible prophecy, is scoffed at and marginalized. Pulpits are woke. Movements such as the New Apostolic Reformation are ravaging naive, experience-driven young people and indoctrinating millions of people. End-time apostasy is the new normal in the church. 9. A new way of doing business is waiting in the wings. It will be cashless. It will be crypto. It will be blockchain so that it tracks your every purchase. It could be in play very soon, though power brokers may delay it until after our November election. Life with central bank digital currency, CBDC, will cause life as we know it to dramatically change. It will be at the heart of the beast system, but many think it will be implemented sooner. 10. The violence of the days of Noah is upon us. Criminal prosecutions are soaring, in some areas by 5,000%. Cities are ravaged by crime. Entire towns are closing down a business district due to theft and lawlessness. Society is on the move, relocating to safe cities and states, just to lead a more normal life, away from the mayhem. It is as though the entire country is the Wild West of the 1880s. I could list 110 markers to watch throughout the balance of 2024, but articles must be short and to the point. I have been watching the so-called signs of the times for a few decades. Nothing compares to the last 5 to 10 years. Events have been stunning and game-changing. If it helps neutralize the bad news, these things are happening because the stage is being set for the closing act of a global drama. A trumpet will soon sound and the church will escape this scenario to enjoy the wonder of heaven. But every reader will leave someone behind who will have to cope with trial and turmoil. That is why sharing the gospel should be the first order of business when it comes to being about our Father's business.